Medical mistakes are a leading cause of death and injury in America. One of the most frequent mishaps in Washington hospitals, patients who fall. A fall in a hospital can lead to serious complications, even death. Medical experts say that kind of fall should never happen. KUOW's John Ryan investigates.
At a physical therapy clinic in Mill Creek, Stella N. is working with her patient, Helen Funston.
Now, I'm going to have you push your shoulder into my hand. Just match my pressure right there. Hold.
Funston is 69. She's retired from Boeing. She's had a history of spinal problems.
And relax.
Funston tells her PT that the pain in her shoulders and neck is an
8
out of 10.
Is it aching, numb, tingling?
It's achy, kind of like a stabbing with something hot. I don't know how else to describe it.
Funston is getting therapy for an injury she says she got while she was already in a hospital. She was recuperating from spinal surgery at Swedish Cherry Hill with a newly installed plate in her neck. She says she hit her call button for a nurse to come help her go to the bathroom, but after a half hour of waiting and no nurse,
I just decided to get up and go to the bathroom.
She didn't get far. With her first steps, she slipped and fell.
I don't remember a lot. I apparently hit my head straight down.
The plate that she just had put in her neck got knocked out of place. She had to have the neck surgery redone and have additional spinal surgery on her back.
They put in rods and plates and whatnot because the original plate, when I fell, had cracked my vertebrae.
According to hospitals' own reports, hospital falls injure or kill patients like Helen Funston a few dozen times a year in Washington. That's out of hundreds of thousands of hospital visits statewide. While serious falls are infrequent, safety experts call them never events, things that should never happen inside the protective embrace of a hospital. State law requires hospitals to report their mishaps to the health department. According to those reports, serious falls are on the rise in Washington's hospitals. Federal privacy law forbids Helen Funston's caregivers from talking about her care.
I can't comment about what may have happened in that specific instance.
June Alteris is chief nursing officer at Swedish.
But certainly it's not our expectation or standard that someone would wait 30 minutes for someone to answer a call light.
Alteris says since 2011, Swedish has carefully assessed all patients for their risk of falling. They look at things like what medications or sedatives they're on. Are they disoriented? Do they have a history of falls? Any patients at risk of falling have bed alarms that go off as soon as the patient rises from the bed. Since a patient can fall in the blink of an eye, the alarm is distinctive.
Very distinct. It gets your attention, and people all know what that means. And so you're able to get to the room before the patient's feet are able to hit the floor, so to speak.
Helen Funston says there was no alarm on her bed. Since her fall nearly 3 years ago, she says she hasn't had a day without pain. She's seeking a $1 million settlement from Swedish. Funston may be lucky that nothing worse happened. At least two patients have died after falling at Auburn Regional Medical Center. The South King County Hospital has reported more falls in recent years than any other hospital in Washington. Tacoma attorney Dan Hanula represented the family of a Renton man who died a month after falling off a table at Auburn in 2008.
Tragically for John, while he was coming out of the full effects of anesthesia, he fell off of the recovery table, struck his head, and suffered a brain injury.
John Basic was transferred to Harborview for brain surgery. After a month on a ventilator there, he died of a lung infection. He was 77.
Falls like this should not occur in hospitals. This is an injury that is 100% preventable. Once you have surgery and you're in that process of recovering from the surgery and the anesthesia, you have to be protected at all times. And I don't think that's too much to ask from a hospital.
Until last October, Auburn Regional Medical Center was one of the few for-profit hospitals in Washington state. A national chain called Universal Health Services ran it. Under UHS, Auburn had by far the state's worst patient satisfaction rating and one of the state's worst surgery safety scores. That's according to the federal government's latest patient surveys and consumerreports.org. Universal Health Services spokesperson in Pennsylvania did not respond to KUOW's requests for comment on Auburn's safety record.
Thank you for calling MultiCare Auburn Medical Center. How can I help you?
In October, the nonprofit MultiCare bought Auburn Medical Center for $98 million. Officials with the Tacoma-based chain say they knew that the quality of care at Auburn wasn't up to their standards when they bought it, but the specifics were a bit of a mystery.
What surprised me was working with a for-profit organization and what we were allowed and were not allowed to have access to.
Dr. Lester Reed is in charge of patient safety at MultiCare. He says UHS officials wouldn't disclose their safety record or procedures to MultiCare.
It was very hard to even have meetings with them because they were limiting on the number of meetings that were even possible.
Reed says as soon as the purchase was complete, MultiCare sent a safety analyst to study how Auburn ran. MultiCare officials then upgraded equipment, retrained staff, and changed safety procedures. They focused on three areas: falls, infections, and hand hygiene. Auburn patients at risk of falls now stand out. They've got special yellow wristbands and yellow grippy socks.
So anybody who sees you in the hospital knows that immediately.
Lester Reed says in less than a year, they've managed to reduce the hospital's rate of falls by more than two-thirds.
That's phenomenal. That's absolutely remarkable.
Auburn's safety overhaul also included adding more than 100 new jobs. Joyce Sward is an emergency room nurse at Auburn. She's worked there for 35 years under both UHS and MultiCare. She says the new staff include new psychiatric specialists in the ER.
That's been a real benefit. It makes our job so much easier. So we're very appreciative of that. That was something we sorely needed and we never got, but now we do.
Remember this? Back at Swedish, the Seattle hospital chain is investing in a brand new fleet of hospital beds. All of them will have Mary Had a Little Lamb alarms built in to detect when a patient's body weight is no longer pushing down on the bed. So everywhere that patients rise, alarms are sure to go. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.